to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom Chaverim. That means hello to my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
So Hanukkah is actually going to start on Saturday night evening.
Yeah, for those of you who have listened to Messianic Minutes, perhaps the full 20 years that we've been on the air, you know that all Jewish holidays start the evening before, because the Jewish day actually starts at sunset the night before, from the scriptures in Genesis, Vayehi Erev, Vayehi Boker. First there was evening, then there was morning the first day. Mm-hmm. So Hanukkah is going to start this year Saturday night at sundown.
At sundown, and of course it goes on for a consecutive 8 days. And the reason for that is the legend or the story, which is not scriptural, there's no scriptural backup for this, that during the Maccabean Revolution, which we'll be explaining in future programs, took back the Holy Temple at Jerusalem, and they had only enough sacred oil to burn for one day, but it burned for 8 days when they went to relight the candelabra at the Holy Temple in Jerusalem, which God said was to burn day and night before him. And the idea is they took 1 day's worth of oil, and in faith they put it in the candelabra, and it burned for 8 days until they could get purely refined new oil.
Yes, and we celebrate that as a miracle, but we'll be seeing that the real miracle of Hanukkah was the fact that the temple, which had been desecrated, and in fact, biblical thought, which had been desecrated and was going on a path downward into this Greek way, humanistic way of thinking and acting and behaving, was overturned. And godly values were restored to the nation, and the nation celebrated by rededication.
Mm-hmm. Now, this feast of Hanukkah today in modern-day Judaism is really more about family celebration. As, frankly, most Jewish people today celebrate feasts as family events anyway, with the exception of Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. Other than that, it's an excuse to have a party with the family.
Well, I thought Hanukkah was all about eating potato pancakes in America and sufganiyot, donuts in Israel.
Fried jelly donuts.
Oh, so delicious.
Because of the oil. Fry them in the oil because the oil lasted.
And the potato pancakes are the same. You fry them in oil to remember the miracle.
And latkes are delicious.
They are good. Do we have a latke recipe on our website?
No.
But let's post one. MessianicMinutes.com. We're going to have a great latke recipe for
okay.
you.
Okay. But when we give gifts for the 8 days, that's almost like a defense mechanism you mentioned in a previous program, like a defense mechanism, because what's happening? The Jewish kids are celebrating Hanukkah. The Christian kids are celebrating Christmas. They're getting gifts years ago, and the Jewish kids weren't. So they said, somebody with some smart, some sechel, said, hey, let's start giving gifts.
Yeah, because both holidays normally occur almost simultaneously. This year, Hanukkah is a lot earlier than Christmas. They are not related. Hanukkah is not the Jewish Christmas. It is a historical event that celebrates military victory and also a societal victory, as I mentioned, that Hebraic thought was able to come back after an onslaught of real secular humanistic ways of thinking and behaving.
And there are extra biblical writings that help us understand that reality, that there was a major political and philosophical struggle going on in Israel. Of course, there always was, but in this one in particular, and that a revolution occurred out of it. Again, we'll be explaining this in more detail as we go.
And we do want to point out that Jesus himself, who lived about 170 years after the Hanukkah actually occurred, he celebrated Hanukkah.
Yeah, and that's right in the scripture. And speaking of celebrations, we're going to celebrate Hanukkah, but we're already celebrating.
Yeah, we're celebrating our 20th anniversary of Messianic Minutes. And we'd love for you to participate with us. You can participate by sending us an email or a letter telling us where you listen to Messianic Minutes. You can send a gift. What a great time to send a gift.
Yeah, incidentally, you can do that electronically. And friends, if you hit the donate button on our website, it'll take you to PayPal. You don't have to be a PayPal member to contribute through PayPal. You can do it separately. If you just read the fine print, you'll see it there. It's on the same page, but you can do it electronically through our website, and it's tax deductible as you qualify. MessianicMinutes.com.
We'd love to hear from you. MessianicMinutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mashiachenu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.